Good morning, everybody. Today is July 11th, 2021. My question to everybody, whether you are a Democrat or a Republican, my question to you is, how did we get here? Can you tell me honestly how we got here? Did you ever think this country would have stooped this low? Well, some of us did, but a lot of us were sleeping, especially Democrats. They didn't know that. Now some of them may be awakened, but frankly, it's too late. Well, the reason why I've always been a Republican is because I love this country. I would fight for this country, because there's no other country like it, you know? On the other hand, you have the Democratic Party, you know, the radical left, who hate this country. They only believe in destroying this country while they get richer and richer. What makes them worse? Because they have no shame, because they know it and they're proud of it. All they do is lie, cheat, and destroy. And what makes it worse is because they have big tech companies behind them. Remember what Donald Trump said? He said the only way Biden would win is they cheated. They knew it. They tried for years to overthrow Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, by lying. And they sat there and did all the bad things just because he wasn't part of the establishment. He was an outsider. He came in, he loved his country with all his heart. He wanted to change it, and they did everything to make sure he didn't. But for the first 4 years, frankly, even Democrats, if they're honest, they'll tell you Trump is the greatest president this country has ever seen. And they did everything to make sure he didn't have another term. Okay. During his final year, we were hit with the so-called pandemic. You know, COVID-19. Okay, let's say it exists, right? If it exists, I can say thank God that I never got sick. Because a lot of people don't believe that it's that deadly, you know? And if I had gotten sick, I would have gone to the hospital, because a lot of people that went there, they never got out. Okay, let's put that disease aside. They used it, of course, with this fake doctor this lying gunman they call Dr. Fauci. I was looking at his face. I mean, it's like looking at the devil himself, because I couldn't believe a word that would come out of his mouth, because he was lying, because he was part of the problem. Now things are unveiling about him, and Congress had invited him to come to speak with some doctors to be questioned. When he knew about the emails, he knew he was in that he was in trouble, so he didn't show up. I don't know if they're gonna eventually fire him or imprison him because he lied to the public. You know, many lives could have been saved had he not lied, but it was all about money. You know, so let's put him aside for now. Like I said, Trump didn't really think Facebook, the big tech, and would put together to cause him this election. But those big tech companies are liberals. Of course, they were gonna try doing everything to make sure he didn't become president again, because the media, big tech, all the Democrats, they hated the man because he was an outsider and he was doing good for this country. The minute they stole this election, what did they do? They gave Biden a book of executive actions to take just to undo everything good that Trump had done for this country. We still have a crisis at the border right now, because at the southern border, because he removed that policy for the immigrants to stay in Mexico, remain in Mexico. And that caused many migrants to flock into this country in the biggest proportion. We have a big problem with that. If we have, if we really had a pandemic, why would they let all these illegal immigrants poured in this country like it was not a country? Because if you don't have a secure border, you don't have a country. You know why they let them in freely like that? It's so they can steal the election again in 2024. And with the voting machines, I was watching how they stopped the machine from counting in those states in question, so they could put in the illegal votes. So Biden could appear to have won. Okay. Now they're in power. They are stopping all the investigations because they don't wanna come out. They don't want the world to see them as fraud for who they are. Because Trump didn't play around with people. He was tough, but fair. we have this immigration system that was supposed to be fair, but when you allow all these illegal immigrants to come, not only are you making the cartels rich and the border more unsafe, because they're pouring in with drugs, you know, that have killed a lot of white, not just white people, but a lot of people, Americans in this country. So this administration has caused the problem. They've always been a problem, and they want to turn this country into a socialist country. And that would be the end. How much time do we have? The big savior. Trump is the big savior. I mean, all these people, I don't want to blame all the Democrats that voted for Biden. Because it's like Jesus said, forgive them, God. They don't know what they're doing. Now they know what they've done, but it's too late. They can't fix it. So I hope they learn. But some people are so stupid, they're going to vote Democrats regardless, because they think that's their right. And they're not allowed to be smarter. So they stay dumb. There's nothing we can do about such people. Now they're beating themselves. You know, a lot of black people, they stay in the hole and beating up themselves. They still can't realize the only way they can get out of the hole is by voting Republicans, because they are ignorant and uneducated, you know. So that's what they get. They get by voting. They think by voting for Biden that they would have gotten reparation. Don't you feel like slapping all these ignorant people that thought that? Biden is a politician. And then he's not even in his right mind to be a leader. He's losing his mind. I'm not the only one who said that. Joe Rogan had said that. And because he's honest, you know. But when you're honest in this country, you've got Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. All the liberal tech companies, they are censoring you. Now I'm glad Trump is suing them. I don't know how that's going to come out, but I'm hoping for a great outcome, because I'm tired of these tech companies thinking that they have the right to rule this country and rule people. You know, people are running from socialist countries to come here. Now you're going to reverse that? When you turn this country into a socialist country, what do you think is going to happen? So, the double standards, you know, between the big tech companies and the Democrats, you know, are so obvious. And the media also. You know, they're all in it to mess up this country. I mean, they believe in everything that's bad for this country. And I don't know if Trump is elected in 2024, if he'll be able to fix everything, because it's going to get so bad. I don't think that he'll be able to reverse it, regardless if he's president. Because when you put a president that's against freedom, that's against a good functioning country, What do you think you're going to get? Well, what I predict from watching Biden, I don't predict he's going to get shot. I predict that he might not make it through, because the man cannot even climb up a stairs, a staircase without falling 3 times. He cannot read a speech without using his cue cards. And he pauses a lot and he mumbles a lot. Yet, when you say something he doesn't like, he'll yell at you like he's your grandpa or something. Ah, come on, it's embarrassment. And if we don't have a war, doing his administration, then we're not going to have another war ever again. Because they see his weakness. They see this country as weak. Because he is weak. He makes us feel like we're all weak. I'm not weak. But I live here. I appear to be weak. Because all these people with big guns, like, you know, talking about China and Russia, who are slowly taking advantage of this particular reason to see how they can get away with things until they send in their big guns. And who's gonna pay for the Democrats' mistakes? Us. I don't want this to happen while I'm here. You know, they're testing him. What do you think is going to happen eventually? Okay, first, China might try to take Taiwan. And I'm glad the Japanese said they would fight the Chinese. And I don't think the U.S. would just stand by and watch it. Just the Japanese fighting of, you know, China. And Russia and North Korea, I don't think they would just stand by and watching, you know, this country getting involved. That maybe the number and target of what could have or what will have started the third world war that we all are trying to avoid, because frankly it would be the end of the world, because we'll all be, you know, affected by this. A scary time, you know. It's hard. We are stressed out because we don't know what our future holds because of what may happen with this administration. What we all can do is pray and hope things escalate further. You know, Biden's trying to find other ways to make sure that he reaches his goal by having most Americans vaccinated, by walking door to door. You imagine that? Somebody knocking on your door and saying, come out, we're here to vaccinate you. Of course that would have created a civil war, because there's no way in hell I would let anybody come with a needle to stick me. If I wanted it, I would have gotten it already, right? So, still America, right? Still America, you're supposed to have freedom of choice, you know? If you don't want to get stuck with a needle, you're still, it's your body, it's your right. Then he wants to try to take people's guns away so that we don't fight back. Oh yeah. He's trying his ways to turn this country. And the big tech companies are involved. They want to turn this country into a communist country. And that would be the end of this country. Well, I'm ready for civil war. You know, if we cannot stop it, yeah, hell, let it come. I don't want to fight. I would fight till the end. Well, I know a lot of us are affected right now. There are people who are upset and confused because they don't know what tomorrow brings. I can predict what tomorrow brings, but it's just that alone will stress me out. But you gotta be prepared, you know? It's hard to dream and be hopeful when Biden, okay, let's not say Biden, because it's not Biden that's really leading this country. He's not leading anything. He's not a leader. It's a zombie. He's got one foot in the grave already. You know, that's what I'm saying. Whatever he's suffering from, he may not make it for the next 2 years, you know? Imagine if he dies. Who do you think is going to be president? A fraudulent president. Kamala. I can't stand when these people are speaking, especially her. They just hot air coming out. They lie, they laugh. They think this is a big joke, while other countries are laughing with them and at them, while they're trying to find ways to screw us, to screw us over and turn this country into, I mean, the worst that it can get. And I believe in this country. I believe in Republicans. They're still fighting. They're not great fighters like those radical Democrats, because they don't lie. They don't want to be like them because they want to be different. Yet the Democrats, they fight dirty. They hit the Republicans with everything they've got. And I hope they don't just sit there and take it, because they've made a lot of mistakes. You know? At first, we all hated Pence, because in the end, they think, you know, he didn't do the right thing. Well, I don't know if he could have done anything. I know Trump didn't incite any people, any riot. They know it, but they lie about it just to put it on Trump. And they're trying to indict him, trying to put him trying to put him in prison so that he doesn't have a chance to become president. But that's not gonna happen. He lives in Florida now. That's the best move he could have made. Can't be a Republican president and live in New York or California, you know, all the bad states, you know, that are Democrats. Democrat states. You know, people weren't so ignorant and so involved in just unimportant things, and they really knew what's really happening. Maybe they would have, you know, taken a stand, you know, and say, this cannot continue. But unfortunately, most people don't give a damn. They're just sitting there and bending over and taking it. And Joe Biden's giving it to us. And I keep saying Joe Biden because he's not the president. I'm waiting for Arizona. I'm waiting for Pennsylvania and other states to follow with that audit to prove that this to prove the election was stolen and start putting people in jail. I know they don't want to really do that because of the image of this country. They want to show the world that this election wasn't rigged. It wasn't. It was legitimate, you know. But we cannot all honestly say that they didn't steal this election. I hope they get to the bottom of this before, you know, before next year. And I want Biden to be impeached for a good cause, because he and his son are con men. I want him to be impeached. I mean, there are different ways where he might not make it through the entire 4 years. And even if Kamala is president, she should be impeached too. And they should make them pay for everything they did to Trump while he was president. Even the FBI. These lying con men, you know, are shameful, you know. Just because the man was an outsider and was working to clean, to drain the swamp. If they could kill him, they would try that. They would do it. Because rich people, some rich billionaires, they'll get so greedy, and they're just pouring money into the Democrat Party. If they cannot win fairly, they'll go as far as stealing the election, and that's what's happened. I don't know why people are afraid to say it. Huh? Do we need to be a psychic? Do you know what's happened here? And how are all these people arrested so this never happens again? There's a lot I would say in this podcast, but I don't want to make it too long. I want to thank you all for listening. And I want to say, to be continued. Love you all. May God bless you and this country. Bye-bye.